Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. In the NFL, the Ray Rice appeals hearing has been completed. Rice testified for more than an hour about what he said, words he used, compared to what showed up on those two graphic videos in his meeting with Commissioner Roger Goodell. The biggest question was, did Rice say he hit his fiancée? Did he say he slapped her? Or did he specifically make reference to a punch? He left Judge Barbara Jones' office chambers, then his wife entered on her own and testified privately, gave background of the arguments that led to the assault that night. Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome also testified late Thursday. Team president Dick Cass did not. Hearing on Wednesday went 10 hours. Thursday's hearing went 9 hours. Judge Barbara Jones told both lawyers they want written briefs from the two sides early next week. She'll then issue a decision. Minnesota, Adrian Peterson's bid for immediate reinstatement after plea bargaining down that felony child abuse charge has been put on hold. The NFL has informed Peterson he must appear at a hearing before the commissioner. NFL lawyers have indicated that Peterson's 7-game absence from the Vikings did not constitute league discipline because Peterson was continued to be paid $690,000 during his time on the restricted list. Suspension still likely coming. In Carolina, the NFL has yet to respond to Greg Hardy's request for a reinstatement because his domestic abuse trial has been postponed till January. In New York, the World Anti-Doping Agency says the NFL HGH testing program is full of flaws. It says players know they can be tested only on certain days of the week. A limited number of players are tested each week. They're not targeting offensive linemen or defensive linemen or players with past drug issues. WADA says the NFL cannot test for cause without the player being random selected, and that HGH stays in a system for just 48 hours so players can get clean by the time tests come up. Thursday night football, the Browns battered the Bengals in Cincinnati 24-3. Cleveland's defense had 3 interceptions and a fumble recovery plus 2 sacks. Andy Dalton got benched, was 10 for 33 in the game throwing the football for Cincinnati. He had a quarterback rating of 2. Brian Hoyer threw for 198. The Browns had 170 yards on the ground. In London, the NFL's announced it will stage 3 games at Wembley Stadium in a 5-week span next season to test the market if consistent sellouts take place. Eagles coach Chip Kelly has given a strong vote of confidence to quarterback Nick Foles despite 21 turnovers this season by the team. Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, the latest to sound off on the team, saying it's not showing any heart. Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith gone for the year, surgery, fractured foot. Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo goes through limited practice after 10 days of treatment for a minor fracture of his back. Denver running back Monty Ball returns for his first full workouts 3 weeks after suffering a groin injury. Packers are going to play this weekend without either one of their offensive guards. Josh Sitton and TJ Langer both hurt, and Giants cornerback Zach Bowman taken to a hospital medical exam, possible appendicitis. College football, Washington Huskies have expelled top cornerback Marcus Peters from the team after multiple confrontations with the coaching staff. He was a likely first-round draft pick. Busy weekend of games in college football and in the NFL. Top games in the National Football League. Kansas City takes its record of 5-3 into Buffalo to meet a 5-3 Bills team. 49ers will play at New Orleans. Both those teams are 4-4. Top games in college football. 4th-ranked Oregon plays at number 17 Utah. 5th-ranked Alabama has to go to Baton Rouge to meet LSU. Number 6 TCU faces 7th-rated Kansas State. Number 8 Mississippi State goes against number 14, Ohio State. Arizona State faces Notre Dame in a non-conference game in the Pac-12, and Baylor will tangle with Oklahoma. In Major League Baseball, the District Attorney's Office has filed resisting arrest charges against Padres shortstop Everett Cabrera from the September marijuana possession stop at the border. He was issued a citation also for possession of marijuana. Padres have announced a $7 million upgrade with a new HD scoreboard coming on board in left field. The HD video board will be 61 feet high, 123 feet long. Padres are also going to install 750 feet of ribbon boards up the first and third base lines. Dodgers have hired ex-Padre general manager Josh Burns as senior vice president of baseball operations and scouting. This comes a day after they hired Farhan Zaidi as vice president and general manager. Zaidi, of course, came from the Oakland A's. Rockies have confirmed that they are putting shortstop Troy Tulowitzki and outfielder Carlos Gonzalez on the trade block. Mets and White Sox discussing a possible deal for Chi Sox shortstop Alexi Ramirez. Toronto has talked to the Angels about a possible deal for Howie Kendrick, the second baseman. Halos want a frontline young pitcher to make the deal happen. Giants are willing to offer Pablo Sandoval a six-year contract worth about $120 million. World Series Game 7 drew 23.5 million viewers. It was the highest-watched TV show ahead of NFL games all of last week. Tampa Bay has released a list of 8 candidates that they will interview for the vacant managerial job. Newest names on that list, Raul Ibanez of Kansas City, Manny Act of the former Cubs manager, Craig Counsell of Milwaukee, and still possibly to be added, Dodger bench coach Tim Wallach. Twins have rehired hitting coach Tom Brunansky for Paul Molitor's staff. Arizona's hired former reliever J.J. Putz to be an assistant general manager. In basketball, San Diego State, sneak preview of the Aztec team tonight. Exhibition game against Point Loma Nazarene College at 7 p.m. NBA basketball, the Clippers have hired Jillian Zucker as president of the franchise. She was the president of Auto Club Speedway for 9 years. Meanwhile, trouble in Cleveland. LeBron James evidently lectured guard Kyrie Irving over lack of team play. Irving, in 45 minutes the other night, had no assist as a point guard. Cavaliers are 1-3 on the season. NBA basketball last night, San Antonio lost to Houston. Greg Popovich rested Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili. That despite the fact the Spurs had played only 3 games in 2 weeks. Dwight Howard went off for 32 points, 16 rebounds in the win. Rockets are 6-0 on the season. Tonight, Cavaliers take a 1-3 record into Denver. Sacramento, off to a 4-1 surprise start, plays at Phoenix. Memphis tries to make it 6 in a row. They go to Oklahoma City. The Thunder are 1-4 because of injuries. 0-5 Lakers don't play till Sunday when they go against the Charlotte Hornets. Clippers play on Saturday against Portland. NHL hockey, Blackhawks have lost high-scoring forward Patrick Sharp 4 weeks with a knee injury. Minnesota's Zach Parise sidelined with a concussion. Toronto's Daniel Winnick taken to a hospital last night with an apparent severe concussion after he hit his head on the ice after getting checked. NHL hockey tonight, the Ducks, who are 10-3-1, host the Arizona Coyotes. Anaheim, though, without its 2 goaltenders, Frederick Anderson and John Gibson, because of injuries. NASCAR Sunday, they run the Phoenix 500. The top 4 point leaders will move on to the final race in the chase for the $1 million bonus prize. Jeff Gordon is currently holding down the final spot with 4,060 points. Matt Kenseth, Carl Edwards with 4,059. Brad Keselowski at 4,055. Kevin Harvick, 4,054. Gordon could be knocked out of the chase for the championship. Formula One racing's in South America, the Brazilian Grand Prix. Horse racing, Del Mar opens the fall racing season today with the 15-day Bing Crosby season. They picked up the dates when Hollywood Park closed last season. And PGA Golf, Phil Mickelson's put his $12 million home in Rancho Santa Fe up for sale, but he slashed the price to $5.9 million. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.